to the famous walk, morning walk Prabhupada had in Mumbai with this Dr. Patel, who was a Vaishnava. And generally he's very appreciative of Prabhupada, but in this particular tape they get into this protracted, heated argument, more or less yelling at each other for 20 minutes non-stop. Just goes on and on. Basically it's about Mr. Patel, Dr. Patel, being very much sort of can't, even if the Vedas say that you can kill animals, he says he can't accept that. And then Prabhupada says, you can't reject the Vedas even if it tells you something you don't like to hear. So even if it says animal eating is alright, you don't have to eat it, but it's alright for those people who are attached to it. And the doctor said, no, you can't condone animal eating. Prabhupada said, if you reject the Vedas in any way, you're a Buddhist. But I'm a Vaishnava. If you're rejecting the Vedas, then you're not a Vaishnava. Can't reject anything the Vedas say. He said, well, it's just Tantra. He says, maybe Tantra, but Tantra's part of the Vedas. And this goes on and on. Heated argument. Prabhupada gives the example. He says a judge may condemn a man to be hanged. So you may not want to hang people, but the law is that if you kill someone, then the person should be hanged, and the law is the law. And you don't have to hang them, but still, you can't reject the law. Sacrifice animals and reject the Vedas. Prabhupada said that we can't accept that. And he said that's why Buddhism never got off the ground in India, because ultimately it went against Vedas, it went against Varnashram, and that didn't have a long life. Lifespan in India, that type of philosophy doesn't hold ground for long. Even though the Mayavad is just like Buddhism in terms of philosophy, but it doesn't reject the Vedas. It argues on the basis of the Vedas, so it's still so prominent. But if you reject Vedas, then can't be an Aryan, there's no room for you in India. So that slowly people become elevated. Vedas is for those who immediately people follow it at whatever stage they're at, and gradually they become elevated. If you reject the Vedas, ultimately you're rejecting Krishna. Since the Vedas are Krishna's breathing. You can't reject Krishna's breathing and accept Krishna. Essence of all sacrifices is to please Krishna. And the best sacrifice is chanting Krishna's names. Although sometimes when the old program they called it Nam Yogya. And that's fine because Bhagavatam says yajna sankirtana prayer. But when rasa dance is going on and they're singing Krishna's names, gopis aren't thinking we're doing a yajna. Yajna means vidhi. Sankirtan is Sankirtan that's done with love, with prema. Although it includes yajna, yuga dharma, but it's more than yajna. It's the goloka prema dana. sacrifices have a beginning and a middle and an end, but in Sankirtan there's no beginning, middle and end. Kirtaniya Shadahari Satavam Kirtaniyantama. So there's no that type of Sankirtan. You don't start it and you don't finish it. You just Krishna says Satavam Kirtaniyantama. Always chanting Manmana Mahamat Bhakto. Always remembering there's no. It's called the Sankirtan. It's called a Yuga Dharma because there needs to be a Yuga Dharma, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is called the Yuga Avatar, but he's not the Yuga Avatar. It's just that the Yuga Avatar is within him. He's Swayam Bhagavan. It's Krishna. Similarly, in the Nam Sankirtan of Lord Chaitanya's associates, the Yuga Dharma is present within it, but it's the Golokira Premadhana.